Hey everyone, welcome back to Project 44. Today is August 27th and I'm Lori Eccleston. So glad that you're on this journey with us. Today we read from Jeremiah 37 through 38. At the time that Nebuchadnezzar withdrew his army to deal with the threat created by the Pharaoh of Egypt, there must have been a very brief period of euphoria. During this time, Jeremiah apparently was free to come and go among the people of Jerusalem. While enjoying his brief moment of freedom, Jeremiah thought it prudent to go as far as he could out of the grasp of the king. He had this newly purchased property that he really wanted to check out. I'll bet he thought, I want to at least go look at it, even if I'm never going to have the opportunity to live there. And he was leaving the city very quietly one morning when the king's officers saw him going. They viewed that thinking he was deserting the Babylonians, which of course is what he was telling everyone else to do. So he was arrested. Since we don't have a firm fix on the period of time covered by these chapters, we don't really know whether he was imprisoned for days or weeks in the dungeon, the courtyard, and the cistern. My guess is that it was no longer than a few months. If it were not for the intervention of Ebed-Melech, the Cushite, who was probably some kind of diplomat or ambassador, Jeremiah might not have survived those months. How awesome of God to provide a man in the middle of enemy territory to show compassion on Jeremiah and aid in his rescue. Little does Ebed-Melech know that his act of kindness will be returned to him. Looking ahead to tomorrow's reading, we will see that God saved Ebed-Melech from being handed over to the Babylonians because he trusted in the Lord. Quite the opposite from what we will see in King Zedekiah. Now, throughout Jeremiah's imprisonments, and even after he was released, he was sought after by King Zedekiah, who was a basket case. For so long, he denied that Jeremiah was truly speaking for the Lord, but then he would send messengers to Jeremiah to find out what the Lord might be saying about what would happen next. Amazing, isn't it? Jeremiah told him that he would have preferred not to. If it were not so tragic, Jeremiah's dealings with Zedekiah in these last weeks of the king's reign would really be comical. It's as though Zedekiah was saying, "I don't like what you say, so I will put you in prison or let you be dropped down a well. But I desperately want to know what's going to happen, and I know you really do speak for God. So let's talk in secret, of course. If you tell anyone, I'll deny it and kill you, but let's talk anyway." Ludicrous, isn't it? Jeremiah faithfully administers the messages to Zedekiah, but he won't listen. In response to Zedekiah's fear that he will be handed over to the Babylonians, Jeremiah says, "They will not hand you over. Obey the Lord by doing what I will tell you. Then it will go well with you, and your life will be spared. But if you refuse to surrender, this is what the Lord has revealed to me. All your wives and children will be brought out to the Babylonians. You yourself will not escape from their hands, but will be captured by the king of Babylon, and this city will be burned down." Zedekiah, even at the 11th hour, could have reversed this thing if he had just continued the feeble reform program begun when the slaves were freed. But he missed it. Trust, obedience, surrender. This is what Jeremiah was asking Zedekiah to do. Just minutes before destruction, the king could have at least eased his punishment and saved the destruction of the city. But his fear and pride got in the way. Trust, obedience, surrender. Such important matters to God. See you back again tomorrow